Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. You know the needs of the listener. You know my needs, Lord. You know what we have before you. And I pray, Lord, that you answer our prayers. And Lord, I pray that you answer them speedily. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what you would have for us, and you know what is best for us, and we yield those things over to you, Lord. And I know sometimes our timing is not your timing, and Lord, but we trust and we yield ourselves over to you that what you desire for our lives come to pass in the timing that you would desire it to come to pass. Although we would like it quickly, Lord, we yield ourselves over to you. Lord, may your will be done. Bless us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back over to the book of John, John chapter 16. We are going to reread 13 to stay within context. It says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Verse 14, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." Let's stop there for just a second. He shall glorify me. The Spirit of truth shall glorify Jesus. It shall testify of Jesus. We read over in verse 9 that the Spirit shall convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, because the prince of this world shall be judged. So Jesus will be glorified in that in Jesus's crucifixion, the reason why he came here to redeem mankind, he spoke the truth in love. His love and desire for mankind was to be saved, but he will be glorified regardless. The person or persons that reject the word of God, the Spirit of truth will bear witness against them, and Jesus will be glorified in that, because he did not die in vain. He poured himself out. He gave the word of God, and he will be glorified in the believer as well, because the indwelling Spirit in the believer is testifying of Jesus, convicting and convincing us of the word of God and of the truth of the word, that Jesus is the word, that he is God, and Jesus will be glorified in that, because the Spirit will bear that witness within the believer. Amen. So let's continue with verse 14. "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine," or he shall receive what is mine. Let's go over to Matthew 28 and 18. "He shall receive what is mine." What is it that the Spirit is going to receive that is of Christ? Matthew 28 and 18 says, "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, unto the disciples, saying, all power or all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." That authority is what the Spirit is going to receive, which has received in our modern day, 2015. The Spirit has already received it. The Spirit is here because Jesus died 2,000 years ago. But when he was speaking to the disciples at that time, he was letting them know the Spirit is going to receive what is mine. He's going to receive the authority that belongs to Christ, the Spirit, which now the Spirit dwells in us. We are the body of Christ. Let's go over with that thought. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 reads, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." We are one body in Christ. Let's continue. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This whole process of redemption of mankind is to bring us into unity, into reconciliation, into the body of Christ, which is Jesus. Jesus being the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. The body of Christ making us all one, bringing us into the unity of the faith. And that's what this is about. This is about reconciling mankind back to God. There was enmity, hatred between mankind and God because of the sin of Adam. But God had a plan before the foundation of the world that he was going to redeem mankind. And this is the process in which it is being done. Jesus came and died for our sins, went back to the Father. He's standing on the right hand. He sends the Spirit. The Spirit dwells in us. And it is unifying the body of Christ all together into one. And that authority that is going to take to do it has been given to the Spirit, which the Spirit dwells in us. Now we have power. The children of God has the authority within us. Jesus came back, got the keys. He took the keys from the enemy of our souls. He took the keys from the devil, which the devil had stole the keys, took the keys from Adam and Eve, took the dominion. Now that dominion has been given back to us, that Spirit that dwells in us, which has all power and authority, which we just read in Matthew 28 and 18. All power and authority was given in heaven and in earth, was given to Christ, was given to Jesus. Now that Spirit now dwells in us. Let's go to verse 15. All things that the Father hath are mine. Are mine, because he is the Father. And so all that, all authority, all power, all glory, everything pertains to God pertains to Christ Jesus and has been given to him. Now that Spirit again dwells in us. I am trying to hammer something home that we have a Spirit that dwells in us, which brings me to Romans 8. Let's read Romans 8. Romans 8 and verse 11. Romans 8 and 11 says, but if the Spirit of him, which is of Jesus, that raised up Jesus, the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwells in us, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Let's read that again. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, dwells in us. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also raise us up, quicken, make alive our mortal bodies by his Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, all one Spirit. That Spirit lives in us, which means that we can do the work of the ministry and we are overcomers in Christ because we have the Spirit of God, the power of God dwelling in us. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.